This spring, the Nanilchik Community Library brought its number of paid staff up to one. It hired a new director at 15 hours per week. Like many small libraries around the state, it has a minuscule budget and relies primarily on volunteers to keep it running. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
The Nanilchik Community Library is a small building with a single room divided into sections, packed full of kids' books, Alaskana, science, and history.
I think that every child should have the opportunity to find out what a glorious thing a book can be and what a wide world is out there.
That's Victoria Stike. She lived in Nanilchik for about 20 years, and that was about 15 years ago. She wanted to move back, but needed to find the perfect job. And she did, as the new library director. She says it's a wonderful feeling to help bring the rest of the world to her community through books.
Living in a village this small and this remote, I mean, it doesn't seem remote to us, but relatively speaking, we are remote. And those children may not have the opportunity to go to Boston and see where Paul Revere wrote, or go to California and learn about the Gold Rush. But all of the books we have can take them there.
And there are a lot of books. So many, in fact, that finding the space to house them is an issue. But it's a good problem to have, says Stike. The library is always looking for new and interesting volumes to add to its collection. For that, like most things here, they rely on the generosity of community members. The library has purchased about half the books it has. The rest were donated.
Our budget is very small, painfully small. And in fact, I'm not totally sure, but I know it's less than $25,000.
That money is for building maintenance, inventory, staff, electricity, you name it.
The difficulty that we have is that our funding, we have no municipality, we don't have a city to help us with our expenses, so it's truly a community library, and we are having fundraisers all the time and doing things to try to supplement the very small grant that we get from the state.
Stike says for permanent residents, it's the entertainment hub for the town. There's no dedicated movie theater, and many residents don't have access to high-speed internet or television.
A lot of people come here for videos. As a consequence of coming into the library to get videos, they've discovered all the wonderful books we have.
She says as library director, she wants to make sure the library stays attractive for younger generations. She plans to build up the collection of teen and young adult literature, as well as add graphic novels and perhaps even graphic art books that students can come in and use. She also wants to offer more story time and activities for young children, especially in the summer when the preschool is closed and school is out of session. In Nanilchik, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.